up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 116. In this episode, I'll discuss penicillin allergy and cross-reactivity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode116. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. A big shout out to those of you that took a moment to leave a review of my book, A Pharmacist's Guide to Inpatient Medical Emergencies, on Amazon. The reviews are essential for helping a potential reader decide if the book is for them. One anonymous customer wrote, "Very practical. This is a great resource for new hospital pharmacists, students, and residents. Good advice on how to be most effective as a pharmacist responding to emergencies, especially for newer pharmacists or those new to rapid response teams." If you have the book, please head over to Amazon to leave a quick review. You can get there directly from clinicalpharmacybooks.com. The penicillin allergy dance is one that replays itself over and over on a daily basis. With recent warnings on non-beta-lactam antibiotic classes, such as fluoroquinolones, the importance of determining what beta-lactam antibiotics a patient with a penicillin allergy can safely tolerate has never been greater. Most patients who report a penicillin allergy don't have one. In fact, the number of patients who report a penicillin allergy but can tolerate penicillin may be as high as 90%. Patients that report penicillin allergy on hospital admission have longer lengths of stay and more complications than patients without a reported penicillin allergy. Specifically, C. diff, MRSA, and VRE infections are higher in patients who report a penicillin allergy. Presumably, this is because second-line non-beta-lactam antibiotics are used when penicillins are avoided. Cross-allergenicity rates are much less than what you may have learned in training. Many clinicians quote a cross-allergenicity rate between penicillins and cephalosporins as 10%, but the actual rates of cross-allergenicity are far less. Cephalosporin-penicillin cross-allergenicity rates are somewhere between 0.1% and 2%, and carbapenem-penicillin cross-allergenicity rates are less than 1%. Finally, as trienam-penicillin cross-allergenicity rates are 0%. The risk of cross-allergenicity may not be clinically significant depending on the type of reaction. IgG-mediated reactions, such as rash, are never life-threatening. IgE-mediated reactions, such as hives, angioedema, and anaphylaxis, are often severe. A patient's reaction will never switch from an IgG-mediated to an IgE-mediated reaction. But an IgE-mediated reaction may manifest the first time as hives and the next time as anaphylaxis. When evaluating a patient with a reported penicillin allergy, I will first try and determine whether the patient has an allergy, and if so, is it IgG or IgE-mediated? Here are the four questions I will typically ask. Number one, how long ago did the reaction occur? B-cell memory fades, so a childhood reaction in an elderly patient is often not significant. Number two, what exactly was the reaction? Whole body rashes imply an IgG-mediated reaction, while hives, anaphylaxis, and angioedema imply IgE-mediated. Number three, how is the reaction treated? Reactions that were treated with an ED visit or hospitalization are more worrisome for being IgE-mediated. And number four, what other antibiotics can you take without a problem? After I determine whether the allergy is true and whether it is likely IgG or IgE-mediated, I ask myself a patient-specific question. For example, if I am considering using a carbapenem in a patient with a rash to penicillin, I ask, is it acceptable to take a less than 1% chance of causing a rash in this patient? Or if I'm considering using a cephalosporin in a patient with anaphylaxis to penicillin, I ask, is it acceptable to take a 2% chance of anaphylaxis in this patient? Framing the question like this makes it easy to decide whether the risk is acceptable or if an alternative antibiotic is preferred. I cannot remember ever using skin testing to evaluate a patient's penicillin allergy. If this is done, major and minor penicillin determinants must be used. Even if a skin test is negative, cross-allergenicity may still occur due to similar side chains between beta-lactam antibiotics. Side chains, rather than the beta-lactam ring, may be responsible for cross-allergenicity. This is why patients allergic to ceftazidime may also be allergic to estreonam. The side chains are similar. A graded challenge does not affect a patient's immune response to a potential allergen. Instead, it is hoped that any cross-allergenicity will be mild if a small dose of the allergen is given. To perform a graded challenge, you would first give 1/100th or 1/10th of a typical dose, and then increase by a factor of 10 until the entire dose is given. If penicillin must be given to a patient with an IgE-mediated penicillin allergy, desensitization must occur first. And I have linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode116 a protocol from the CDC, it's pretty thorough, on how to perform a penicillin desensitization. To summarize, if I encounter a patient with a reported penicillin allergy, I make an attempt to verify the allergy and determine if it is IgG or IgE mediated. I then make a patient-specific risk-benefit assessment of whether the risk of cross-allergenicity is acceptable. Usually, I will use a cephalosporin if the patient penicillin reaction was IgG-mediated or a mild IgE-mediated one. If the reaction is a severe IgE-mediated one, I'll lean toward a carbapenem, estreonam, or a non-beta-lactam antibiotic if appropriate. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.